Texte numéro 21. Could deforestation be linked to the deadly Ebola disease? A smiling Liberian man pushes a barrow full of bread past a huge public safety mural, "Say No to Ebola." It is a grim warning. New World Health Organization statistics suggest that, unless seriously tackled, Ebola may cause around 1.4 million deaths in the next few years, without speaking of the spread of the disease to Europe or the USA. The Baker's Village, like many others in the country, is situated in the heart of one of the largest remaining rainforests in West Africa, a vital source of the Earth's carbon. But for decades, Liberia's forest have been more of a curse than a blessing. Timber revenues funded Charles Taylor's bloodthirsty regime during the brutal Civil War. Since then, the experiment to generate economic development through industrial-scale logging has failed, with private logging companies routinely cutting large swathes of forest land without even a reprimand, all the while skirting taxes and causing huge damage to wildlife and forest communities. West Africa is gripped by an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus that has claimed the lives of 2,917 people so far, according to the World Health Organization. Scientists have speculated that the crisis could have been driven by illegal logging that unleashed Ebola-infected fruit bats into contact with local populations, sending the outbreak out of control. Inhabitants in the region indeed report an exceptionally arid and prolonged dry season, probably linked to the extreme deforestation of the area over recent decades. Scientists have the idea that these drier ecologic conditions influence the number of Ebola virus-infected bats driven out of their traditional forest habitat to seek suitable nests, thus multiplying the frequency of human contacts with them. The world has tunnel vision right now, focusing on the Ebola crisis from a purely medical point of view. But further destruction of the largest rainforest in West Africa would only annihilate present efforts. Residents and experts worry that the Ebola crisis could wreak havoc on West African economies, as quarantines prevent people from working. Norway has voted to send $150 million over the next 6 years, with the aim of stamping out illegal logging in the agricultural sector. The funds will improve forest land management, strengthen law enforcement, and support efforts in reducing greenhouse gas emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, notably use of firewood for cooking and heating. The deal will contribute to sustainable development through protecting natural forests and indigenous communities that have been marginalised for generations. Such a partnership thus holds promise for restoring degraded lands and developing sustainable agriculture via green supply chains. Should poverty and deforestation be linked to the spread of deadly disease, a new form of prevention may have emerged. Adapted from The Observer, September 2014.